about 250 panhandle business, government, and nonprofit leaders will gather in Sitka next week. It's the annual meeting of the Southeast Conference. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld looks at what's on the agenda.
This year's meeting will look toward the sea. That's according to Shelley Wright, executive director of the Southeast Conference, which is headquartered in Juneau.
We're really focusing on the maritime industry in Southeast Alaska, the seafood industry, some of the transportation industry pieces in Southeast Alaska, workforce development, trying to get back to the small business and how we can grow as a region by growing our businesses.
The organization has been in the middle of a number of efforts to reinvigorate the region's logging and wood processing industry. They include the many-membered Tongass Futures Roundtable and Governor Sean Parnell's Alaska Timber Task Force. Wright says the conference will announce plans at the meeting for its own effort.
To try to manage the Tongass in a way that's going to create a universal strategy for habitat as well as resource development.
And isn't that something that the Forest Service is already doing?
We would like to show them a better way.
The Southeast Conference meeting will include the release of an annual economic roundup for the region. A variety of speakers and panelists will also talk about mining, transportation, and vocational training.
It really is a one-stop shopping event where you have access to leadership throughout the region and state.
Robert Venables of Haines is the organization's energy coordinator.
We have agency participation, and the communities all have an opportunity to do lessons learned and share experiences of what they've been accomplishing, what they hope to accomplish, and how we're doing.
Yakutat, for example, is trying to be the first Alaska community to use wave power to generate electricity. The conference will get an update from Columbia Power Technologies, a Lower 48 company working on the project. Venables says a variety of speakers will provide updates on hydropower, biomass, and other energy projects throughout the region. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Juneau.